Welcome to the Talking Nutrition Podcast, where twice a week, you'll learn about all things health, fitness, and mindset. I'm your host, Yoel Investors, and it's my goal to simplify nutrition, provide you with actionable strategies, and teach you repeatable systems so you can create real results at last. Now, real quick, you won't find any crazy restrictive diets or quick fixes here, and the stuff that we talk about is basic, easy to apply, and effective. However, the only way to create change is by putting what you learn into action. Now go ahead and grab yourself a coffee, pour me one while you're at it, and let's dive into the episode. What's up, and welcome back to the Talk Nutrition Podcast. Today, I wanted to share something with you, a office hours recording that I literally just recorded for our client community, where I kind of talk about, you know, part of our mission. And we're going to dive into one of the four Stoic virtues, courage, which is one of the four pillars our company is based on or built upon, I should say. And it really breaks down our exact approach to nutrition and fitness coaching. So I wanted to share this with you, and we're going to talk about the other virtues as well, or maybe the four keys, we could call them, to unlocking your true potential, like reaching your goals. And you know what? Like, we're going to talk a lot about the process and how, what it takes, like what kind of a person you need to be successful in this long-term chase of like reaching your health and fitness goals, which, trust me, I know that's not easy. I've been there myself, and by now we've helped hundreds of people reach their goals after, you know, sometimes decades of spinning their wheels. And that's why I also kind of want to share this with you, because it describes what sets them apart. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, most people fail to reach their goals, which is very sad. And that's our mission, right? We want to help those people. But it requires a certain type of person. It requires a person who's willing to do the work, who will keep going, who will deal with the setbacks. Today, we're going to talk about courage, really what it takes to get started, how to keep going. And we're going to talk about the journey or odyssey, right? Going from your comfort zone into what's called the fear zone, into learning, and then eventually growth. So enjoy this episode, enjoy this recording of our office hours, and I'll be back with the next virtue next week. I really wanted to hone in on our collective mission, and I wanted to hone in on just kind of like our approach and the values really that we base our company on. And we're creating a team, and I'm very excited to let you guys know that in just about a month from now, we're going to announce our second coach. And we actually have someone in the works for early next year as well. So we're going to be a team of three in less than half a year, which I'm so pumped for. It's going to come with new learning opportunities for me as well, right? And for you as well, you're going to learn some new people who, which is really cool, can bring in new knowledge. They can bring new knowledge to the table. And I'm actually recording a podcast this evening at the time of this recording, right? It's November 15. So for like next week, potentially there will be a new podcast with a new topic, which we have not talked about yet. So the reason we are doing this, right? The reason we're building a team, we want to help more people. We want to help you, but also in more ways. We want to expand our knowledge. We want to expand, you know, your knowledge, right? We want to all become better altogether. You, me, the coaches, right? Everything. That's literally why we do this. And to kind of break down our mission, right? Because I really want to make sure that we continue to grow all together. What we do is really based on four keys, or it's also four virtues. And they're actually the four Stoic virtues of courage, wisdom, temperance, and justice. Now, this sounds all like big terms, and we're going to break down one this week. But to give you a little bit of background, like why did I decide to make the four Stoic virtues the pillars for our company, right? Like what does Stoicism have to do with kind of like what we do with health and fitness? Now, actually quite a lot. And I'm not expecting you guys to fully get into Stoicism. Like if you want to read up on it, awesome, right? I do really back the philosophy. And for me, it's done a lot of good. And that's also why I'm creating this mindset that just aligns with all of that stuff. And every single time, because I've been working on this for like a long time now, guys, I've been trying to really kind of like distill our main message and our main values. And every single time, they tie back to these Stoic virtues. So it only made sense for me to make those our pillars, right? Our core values. And it's the stuff that will guide us, guide you, right? Or help us guide you, help us, you know, make decisions towards the future. And let's start with the first one, courage. Because here's the thing. I feel like courage, and we're going to break down exactly what I mean by that, right? Is the thing that will allow you to get started. It's the thing that will allow you to become better, but also keep going when you are met with friction. And the reason I'm talking about this stuff, guys, because I know it's not fitness related, maybe directly, or maybe, right, nutrition even. It's way more just mindset stuff. But we need to start here. And this video is really for, I mean, definitely our new people. So if you're new, this one's for you, right? If you recently joined and you're now going through, you know, some setbacks or whatever it is, because guys, they will always come up, then this video is for you. If you've been here for more than a year, and we even have people here for 2 years plus, which is super cool. If you've been here for that long, you'll know that this is the stuff that we, you know, teach you. And you'll know that this is the exact stuff that we've used to create results with you. But this video is still also for you. This is for all of us. It's about our collective mission. This is part one of four. So today we're going to break down the first soak virtue of courage. Next week, we're going to talk about wisdom and then temperance and justice, really. And I feel like the last one is going to be a little bit shorter. I think especially this one and the third one, temperance, are going to be huge. You know what? Wisdom too, because we always want to keep growing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about mindset too. But I'm going to break this down into kind of like the different stages of growth. And I can share a graph with you guys if you'd like that. But the different stages of growth really begins with your comfort zone, where actually no growth happens, you know. Then there's the fear zone, where you know, you're met with like uncertainty, setbacks and stuff. Then you get into the learning zone, like, you know, you connect dots, you know, things start to click. And then you get into growth. And it takes time. And I wanted to paint a picture for you so that you fully understand your journey. Again, no matter whether you're at the very beginning or you're going through your transformation already, this is going to be super key for you to understand. And hey, like, even if you've never really thought about it this way, you might now have some realizations, right? Now, I will say there's going to be one part, and we'll start with that actually, that may be a little confronting, maybe even blunt in a way. But I truly believe that we do need to own up to the situation, right? So we'll get into that in a sec. We're going to start with where we're currently at. Then we're going to talk about getting started. Then we're going to talk about keep going, right? We have to keep going. And then kind of like ultimately how we create growth. So pay attention, guys. So first of all, getting started, right? Change begins with the uncomfortable thing of looking in the mirror, both literally and figuratively, and addressing where you're currently at. Before you can create change, you need to get super clear on what needs to change. It's that awareness, right? If we don't know what needs changing, we cannot change it. Like I said just now, this one is going to sting a little, but promise me to keep listening and keep watching. This blunt part is only very short, right? Because here's the thing, right? This realization, like having this realization, is essential and it's uncomfortable. But we have to talk about this stuff. Before you begin your journey, before you begin your odyssey, guess why our company is called Odyssey Coaching Systems? It stands for that journey, right? And it begins here. So there's a author, or former, I should say, U.S. Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink, who wrote co-wrote a book that's called Extreme Ownership. And as he says, everything is your fault. Again, sounds harsh, right? But your current state is a lagging indicator of your past decisions and actions. But that's not all bad, right? Let me just say this right away, because I know this one, you know, might sound a little like, you know, but it's a good thing. I really mean it. Like, it's a good thing. Because if everything is your fault, that means that also the good stuff is thanks to your own doing. Remember that, right? Everything means not just like the bad stuff, also the good. We need to own, you know, the bad stuff, let's call it, but for sure the good stuff too, because that means that creating change is 100% within your control, within your own hands. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it is possible. And I know that you guys are true action takers here, right? And I really want to focus on creating that culture of like actual action takers, because not everyone has what it takes to be successful long term. And that's why I want to create that culture here. I want to install these virtues so that we all know what it takes to make it, right? Because there are things, of course, right? Going back to like everything is your fault. Like, of course, there are things that are outside of your own doing that most definitely affect your life. Definitely. I'm not saying there aren't, right? However, those are outside of your control. What is within your control is, of course, what you will do about it. It's how will you respond to the situation. So a true action taker, right, you, is willing to get uncomfortable, look in the mirror, take extreme ownership of their actions, both past, or your actions, both past and present, and focus on what's within your control. I want to quote a Stoic philosopher here, Marcus Aurelius. It says, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Once again, guys, it's all within your own control. At least the stuff that you actually can do something about. And that is also the stuff that will allow you to create results. Now, of course, most of you guys have already gotten started. You're already here. But I still wanted to talk about getting started, because here's the thing. We just need to get started. That's the only thing that leads to that growth actually happening in the long run. Going back to courage, it's not something that you inherently have, but it's something that you build over time, making decisions and taking actions in alignment with your long-term goals. Even when you're not like 100% sure if you have it in you, right? You do it anyway, because it's a muscle that you can train. And that takes repetition. It takes time. And you are not just an action taker. You become one, right? By taking that first action. Well, you guys are all here in this group, so I know that you're action takers. Now, there's way more to it than just starting, right? You have to keep going. We're going to talk about it in a sec. But remember that. The biggest first step, and hey, like that's not even just like coaching related. It's, hey, getting to the gym. Some of you guys are just getting into working out. Or hey, you've been going at home, and you're trying to make that first step of like actually going to a gym, signing up. Right? It requires courage to actually get started. It's the only thing that will actually create that initial momentum that will then snowball into your long-term results. Hey, what's up? Sorry to interrupt. I promise we'll keep it short. As you already know, we don't do ads here, and I really just do this podcast out of passion for helping everyday people like yourself learn more and get results. Now, because I do this absolutely for free, would it be cool to ask you for a quick rating on Spotify or Apple? You can do it while you're listening. It really just takes a few seconds, and it would actually mean the world to me and help us grow the show and reach more people like you. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode. But we start within the comfort zone, right? And it's super cheesy to say, and it's like overused, but because you've heard this a million times, but like stepping out of your comfort zone, right? It is true. The only way to change your state is by actually stepping outside of your comfort zone. It's the easiest thing to do, right? Like not stepping outside of it. If you think about it, within your comfort zone, it's safe. It's you feel within control. Anytime you hear someone say, hey, this is how I've done it for years, right? Or, hey, this is what feels right. This is how I'm used to doing it. That's exactly right. That's a comfort zone. That's where people without courage stay. It requires no effort. Like, that's why it's nice. That's why it's comfortable. You don't have to change. But for that reason, you also won't see change. And that's a big one. Now, people with courage, right? You, they just take action. Imperfect action. They're aware that it may not be the perfect time to get started, and that's okay, right? And that they may not be super good at everything yet, and that's okay. But they know that without taking that big first step, that big imperfect scary step, no change will ever be possible. So whether you're reading the first page of a book or something about mindset, whatever it is, or you're setting foot into the gym. I know that's a big, scary step as well, right? I've been there myself too, right? We've all been there. Whether you just get started with coaching, you even just reach out to me like, hey, you know, I need some help with healthy eating. You start tracking for the first time, meditation, whatever it is, or anything else that you know required, you know, action, right? And that's needed to grow. You just got to take, you know, that first step. You just got to take action. And a true action taker makes the decision, right? You don't linger. Like, you're not going to let that question or the, you know, the decision kind of like hang out there. It's like, no, you make the decision, you do the thing, and you get started. And it might be imperfect, and that's okay. So I want you to visualize this, right? So we have the comfort zone. Within that comfort zone, no action is required. It's safe. You're used to doing, you know, everything your way. It's also why we're here, why we need to change. So someone with courage will step outside of that. But this is where it gets difficult. And a lot of you guys are going to be in this zone right now. The fear zone. So we go from comfort zone to fear zone. You're going to need courage to keep going when you're met with friction. Guys, every single person in this group, including myself, will be met with friction, will be met with setbacks, with obstacles. Great. That's good news, because that's where you grow. We just talked about the comfort zone. That's not where you grow. That's not where you learn. That's not where you change. You have to step outside of that. And guess what? It's unknown territory. It's like, hey, I'm not used to doing these things. I'm not used to tracking. I'm not used to working out whatever it is. Good. When you feel like that, when you feel uncomfortable, like that should be a sign that you know, like, hey, actually, I'm about to grow here. I'm about to learn. And it takes a certain amount of courage to actually keep going and to just be almost like stubborn when it comes to reaching your goals. And you need to think about that comfort zone as well, almost as a, with almost having a magnetic field around it, if that makes sense. That's going to try and pull you back in, because that will help happen. You're going to be met with roadblocks, you know, things trying to, you know, pull you back, temptations. It's going to be a lot of stuff. And remember that, right? So we have the comfort zone, and there's a magnetic field around it trying to pull you back. You need a little bit of imagination here, but I mean this. Courage got you started, but now you have to keep going before you get into that learning zone. Remember, comfort, fear, learning, growth. Before we even get to learning, you're going to be hit with a bunch of obstacles, to be honest with you. Before we get to those aha moments, you're going to have to resist that gravitational pull, because this is where it's at its strongest. And again, like, this is where most people without courage give up. Before, you know, things begin to click and, you know, any results will start to show, your confidence is usually pretty low. In the very beginning, guys, I know, like, we get started, you know, we don't fully believe in ourselves yet. That's okay. But we tend to also be a little bit more problem focused. And that's something we got to work on. And we'll talk more about that next week when we talk about wisdom, a little bit more like mindset stuff too. But like, we need to go from problem focused to solution focused. And I know that self-confidence is low. And you're going to doubt yourself, and you're going to doubt your ability to grow, and you're going to come up with excuses. We all do this. Like, I do this, you know? I don't have all my shit together. We all are met with this. And we're not ever not going to see those setbacks or things that are going to pull us back. No. Like, you just get better at dealing with it, with those setbacks and with the temptations. Because you're going to have excuses like, hey, you know, this is too difficult, or I don't have the time, or, you know, I'm too busy. Fair. Yes, we are busy, and we do have a little time maybe, right? But we need to make it work anyway. And then you get hit with, and we talked a lot about this recently, but you get hit with the comments from other people. It's like, oh, I tried tracking and it didn't work for me. Or, hey, like, you know, you're going to the gym 5 times a week now. Is that not too restrictive? Or the classic, I could never do that. We've all heard those comments, right? And these comments usually say way more about the other person's ignorance and insecurities and are by no means helpful. So it's like, well, we're trying to make this change, and now other people are kind of like even like working against that without maybe even meaning it that way, right? It's usually a reflection of their own insecurities. But especially since you now just got started, right? You're easily influenced by people and you actually care about other people's opinions and, you know, what they might say. And again, it requires courage to still take action and basically say, well, fuck it. I had to do that when I quit smoking 11 years ago. I used to smoke more than a pack a day. Well, usually a pack a day, but sometimes more. And I remember I quit smoking and managed for like the first week. It was really difficult. It actually was like, honestly, it was really difficult to quit smoking. And my band at the time, most of them used to smoke. And we went on tour then. And I remember that first week, you know, I had like, I think I had the nicotine patches or the gum or like either like even both. I don't know. It's been a while, you know. But that second week, like we went on tour and I forgot to get new ones. Or I was like, oh, shit, you know. And then here my friends are like trying to fuck with me, you know, like trying to like get me to smoke and stuff, like blow smoke in, the, you know, in my face and shit. And I get that, you know, like friends are always there to kind of like, you know, you break each other's balls and that's okay. But I use that as fuel because remember too, like, did I care? Of course. Yeah, I did, you know, and trust me guys, like I've spent the majority of my life caring too much about what other people think or say. And you know what? I'm grateful for that too, because I also know that that's pushed me to now be better at not giving a fuck about what other people might think or say and still doing what I know feels right for me. Still being, of course, open to learn and grow, obviously, right? Because I don't have all the answers either. But at least not letting others hold you back, right? And you need that mindset as well. So know that distractions and temptations and setbacks will not, sorry, let me just repeat that. I said that wrong. But like know that distractions and temptations and setbacks won't ever not be there, but that you will become better at dealing with them. So as long as you commit to promising yourself that you will keep going, right? And hey, maybe even like our agreement, like, you know, being coached, showing up, doing your check-ins. But as long as you promise yourself to keep going, you will become more resilient and you will gain more self-control and you will train that willpower muscle. A true action taker keeps going despite self-doubt, excuses, distractions, setbacks, and others' opinions. They may have thoughts of giving up, but they don't act upon those thoughts. They recognize friction and they just let it be, knowing that it's required for growth. And I'll be sharing this doc with you guys as well. I'm going to put it on the website, but I wanted to read this to you guys or parts of it because this is part of our mission, right? And I really want to make sure that you guys are fully, like, we're on the same page here. So remember, we got started, which requires courage. Now we need to keep going and we're met with the setbacks and all that. Like, this is where the fun starts. This is where we, you know, get those aha moments, the light bulb moments, the, you know, we connect the dots. This is the cool shit, guys. And for me as your coach, I love seeing this. Like, this part is great. Trust me, like, as well, because sure, we have our methods and those kind of things. But doing the thing, like, that's the only thing that's going to get you through, right? From the comfort zone into fear to eventually learning. It's like seeing that always kind of like bumps me out a little bit in the beginning because I know that it's difficult. I know that it's difficult and it requires a certain type of person to keep going. And that's why we're talking about this stuff today, because not everyone does. Not everyone does. Not everyone has what it takes. I know that you guys do because you're watching this video, which means that you're serious about this stuff. But not everyone will keep going when they're met with friction. Only action takers will. And if you're an action taker, you will now get into the learning zone. So we go from comfort to fear to learning zone. And that gravitational pull that it talks about, the magnetic field, becomes weaker the further away you are from that comfort zone, right? So although required, growth isn't all discomfort and setbacks. I know we talked about, you know, about those kind of, you know, obstacles a lot, but it's not all, you know, bad stuff, like negative. Like, no, of course not. On the other end of that hard work, and on the other end of friction, there's the reward and there's growth. And this is where you enter the learning zone. Things will begin to click, you know, as you start to understand, you gain knowledge, you learn new skills and tools and, you know, tracking becomes easy and the workouts and, hey, you know, like I'm getting stronger, you get more reps in And that's the name of the game. We just need to show up and keep going, because then you get those repetitions and then you will start to get it eventually. That's the fun stuff. So way before, you were problem focused, you're going to be more solution focused here. And instead of finding excuses to give in to that discomfort, you're now developing the courage, right? Or you have developed the courage, I should say, to challenge yourself even more. This is where you're like, hey, you know what? Like, yes, it was uncomfortable, but you know what? Like, let me push myself even further. Let me look for new opportunities to grow even more and get even better. So your comfort zone really actually expands if you think about it. And this is where people completely get it wrong, right? They say, you know, I'm going to do like this quick diet, whatever, and then just go back to normal. Like, no, you're not going back to normal, because that got us here in the first place. You're creating a new normal. More about that soon. But the comfort zone begins to grow, and what used to be difficult and unfamiliar has become easier with time. Now, I do want you to know, this is not the time to slow down. Do not get comfortable. We're not there yet. This is your sign to benefit off that huge amount of momentum that you've been building. Remember that, hey, when things are going well, you shouldn't slow down. Like, no, keep going. You're not there yet. You're getting there. But here's the thing. This should really be a sign of like, hey, I'm going to go hard right now. So I'm going to quote Alex Hormozi here. He says, like, when things get easy, go hard. You know, take advantage of that momentum. And another thing I tell you guys is, you know, when we get started on this odyssey together, you know, it's a process. It's not an event. We're not just going to go back to normal. You're not just going to be done. Like, no, this is a chapter, right? The chapter that you and me are doing together, your odyssey, right? We're on this journey together. But at some point, like, you're going to be on your own again. And we need to make sure that you get the most out of this journey together. So that once you're on your own, you still have the skills and the knowledge, and you know how to keep going, right? Because you're actually never done. If you think about it, you're never done. I'm never done. And even just now, guys, like I shared in the beginning of this video, we're building a team, which is super exciting. Guess where I'm at currently? In that fear, or sorry, in the comfort zone, fear, learning, right? Growth. I'm also going through that process in a different way. It's maybe not in like a fitness goal setting, but it's the same shit. I'm going to be hit with setbacks and a lot of self-doubt. Trust me, like I do have that as well. You know what I mean? But like I said earlier, we get better at dealing with it. We do. And you start to develop, and this is where this happens, right? The learning zone. You start to develop self-esteem and you start to believe in your own abilities. And that's the shit. Like, that's why we need to go through this process, because then you can prove yourself that you can do this stuff. Never said it was going to be easy, right? But you get better at stuff. And that's where, you know, the people with courage, they win. This is where you guys set yourselves apart from most other people who fail on their fitness journey. And it's not even their fault, right? It is their problem, but it's not their fault. It's like, when it comes to, you know, playing the long game, real growth is an ongoing event. It's a never-ending process. It's not a chapter, you know, a quick, I mean, in a way it's a chapter, but it's not like, hey, I'm going to do this now and then stop and let everything go. Because here's what you guys don't do. You don't let go of everything that you've learned so far. You don't stop doing everything that got you the results. You do the work, and then you need to do work to maintain your results. And that's a very important part to remember. And that's what sets you apart from the other people. A true action taker does not slow down, but goes hard when things get easy. And they continue to challenge themselves to keep reaching new levels, because that's what we're doing here. You're never done. Now, to wrap it up, growth, right? This is where you reach your goals. What's next? You might be thinking, like, you know, what happens? And we got a couple of questions about this recently. It's like, okay, but what happens when I'm like, in quotes, done? Well, here's the thing. We went from comfort zone to fear to learning. Okay, now we're in that growth zone. While working hard through those initial steps, right, overcoming obstacles and problems along the way and sacrificing short-term pleasures for long-term outcome, you only now get to see the results. You've taken on the identity of a true action taker, right? You are now someone who takes action. You are now someone who has courage, who does what it takes, and who does not stop. And again, like only here, this is where you really start to see the results. You will see wins along the way, let me say that. But to ultimately to get to that point where it really starts to pay off, it's going to take time through those different zones that we talked about so far. And instead of waiting for motivation to show up, you actually just did the work. You just put your head down. You said, hey, I have a goal. I'm going to do the work. And you did it. While you do, of course, feel motivated, you now realize that it's not because of motivation that you're here. It's because of your own hard work, despite of also not being motivated. You see, it helps motivation, of course. And I want you to truly think about your why. But as for like feeling motivated, that only shows up like when you're already doing good, when you're already seeing results. And that's usually here. Now, let me say this, and I just briefly mentioned it already. Achieving your goals is something that deserves celebration. And so are the wins that you create along the way. You do the work, you reflect, you learn, and you push yourself, of course. But don't forget to give yourself credit. And personally, I'm not great at this. Don't forget to give yourself credit for what's going well. It reinforces positive change and it keeps the momentum going, even during the hard times. And that's stuff to remember. It's not going to be easy. Once again, there will be hard times. There's going to be, you know what, look at it this way. So there's going to be times where everything starts to work against you and you feel terrible. And then there is times where everything is amazing and you feel great. And then there's a whole lot in between. Now, let me see real quick where we are at, because I do want to wrap it up. Don't want to ramble on too long, because let me see real quick, because we are getting towards the end. I want to look into my notes real quick. Yeah. So again, guys, we do want to give ourselves credit. Like I said, I'm not good at this. It's for me, it's a work in progress too. We are our own worst critics. This is where coaching comes in. This is where someone on your team, right, with an objective set of ears and eyes, can actually point out like, hey, you know what? Like, you're actually killing it right now. Don't be too hard on yourself. Focus on your actions. And a lot of times you'll realize like, hey, you know, I'm actually doing pretty good. Every single week, I ask you guys to point out your weekly wins. And I always suggest even like our non-clients, right, to do the exact same thing every single week. Point out what's going well. This is going to create that momentum. It's going to fuel you actually doing the work. And it's going to keep you going. It reinforces like positive change. It's important to do this. Do not skip it. And your weekly win doesn't have to be something huge, of course, right? It can be something small. It can be a small change that eventually adds up to a big change, if that makes sense. But do not forget to do this. Give yourself the credit. And look at your weekly wins. And I know that it's difficult sometimes to kind of like, you know, think of something, but think about this stuff, right? And then fill it in your check-in, of course. Now, an important side note here is that I want you to be focused on your action-based wins. Focus on what you did, not the outcome, like scale weight and those kind of things. Sure, there's milestones. We lose the weight. We use measurements, etc., to track whether you are moving forward. However, I still want you to be action focused. Remember, our coaching approach is action based coaching, right? We only really learn by doing. We only really get the results by doing. It's the doing that makes the difference. So what's next? What's next after reaching your goal? Now, I think by the time you reach your growth zone, you will know. As you've gone through that process, your goals have been reached, but you're going to set new goals. I know that. And here's the cool thing, that self-doubt is now self-esteem, right? You now believe in yourself. You've proven yourself that you can overcome any obstacle, that you can create results. And you'll even look for new obstacles and new challenges so that you can continue to grow. Because that's all it is. It's opportunities for growth. What used to be normal, right? The thing that people think they go back to, that's not a thing of the past. And a true action taker knows that. A true action taker is never done. They know that whether it's to create results, maintaining results, or chasing new goals, the work just needs doing. And you're actually never going to be done. So I want you to embrace the challenge. I want to wrap it up today, this first Stoic virtue of courage. And I want to leave you with the following quote. It says, "There is no great credit in behaving bravely in times of prosperity, when life glides easily with a favoring current. Neither does a calm sea and fair wind display the art of the pilot. Some foul weather is wanted to prove his courage." You need that friction. You need the setbacks. You need that discomfort in order to actually grow. That's the whole point here. Now, since you guys are here, I know that you're an action taker. Since you are here, I know that you're, you know, going to have the courage to start, whether that's your current goal, any new goals in the future, but to also keep going, which is not easy, right? It's one of those where, again, it's cheesy. It's like, hey, you know, step outside of your comfort zone and those kind of things. Yes, absolutely. It's overused. But it is true. And then remember that when you go outside of the comfort zone, in the fear, in the learning, into growth, you actually expand your new norm. And that's what we're trying to do here. All right, that's it for today. As a thank you for sticking around, I'd like to send you a free copy of my ebook, The Definitive Fat Loss Nutrition Guide. Honestly, if you like the podcast, I'm sure you'll love the ebook. So if you want it, all you need to do is either click the link in the show notes or DM me on Instagram at johanvesters_OCS and I'll personally send it to you. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. I'll talk to you soon.